Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. Today is December 31st, a day that I look forward to, a day that I dread in some ways, the final day of the year 2012. I dread it because it's the end. I long for it because it's also a beginning, and we can speak of those things in a little while. But for our last reading for the year 2012, we'll read from the Old Testament, Malachi chapter 3, verse 1 through 4, verse 6. We're reading from the Common English Bible this week. Look, I am sending my messenger who will clear the path before me. Suddenly, the Lord whom you are seeking will come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant in whom you take delight is coming, says the Lord of heavenly forces. Who can endure the day of his coming? Who can withstand his appearance? He is like the refiner's fire or the cleaner's soap. He will sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. He will purify the Levites and refine them like gold and silver. They will belong to the Lord, presenting a righteous offering. The offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasing to the Lord, as in ancient days and in former years. I will draw near to you for judgments. I will be quick to testify against the sorcerers, the adulterers, those swearing falsely, against those who cheat the day laborers out of their wages, as well as oppress the widows and the orphan, and against those who brush aside the foreigner and do not revere me, says the Lord of heavenly forces. I am the Lord, and I do not change. And you, children of Jacob, have not perished. Ever since the time of your ancestors, you have deviated from my laws and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of heavenly forces. But you say, how should we return? Should a person deceive God? Yet you deceive me. But you say, how have we deceived you? With your tenth part gifts and offerings, you are being cursed with a curse. And you, the entire nation, are robbing me. Bring the whole tenth part to the storage house, so there might be food in my house. Please test me in this, says the Lord of heavenly forces. See whether I do not open all the windows of the heavens for you, and empty out a blessing until there is enough. I will threaten the one who wants to devour you, so that it doesn't spoil the fruit of your fertile land, and so that the vine doesn't abort its fruit in your field, says the Lord of heavenly forces. All the nations will consider you fortunate, for you will be a desirable land, says the Lord of heavenly forces. You have spoken harshly about me, says the Lord. But you say, what have we spoken about you? You said, serving God is useless. What do we gain by keeping his obligation, or by walking around as mourners before the Lord of heavenly forces? So now we consider the arrogant fortunate. Moreover, those doing evil are built up. They test God and escape. Then those revering the Lord, each and every one, spoke among themselves. The Lord paid attention and listened to them. Then a scroll of remembrance was written before the Lord about those revering the Lord, the ones meditating on his name. On the day that I am preparing, says the Lord of heavenly forces, they will be my special possession. I will spare them just as parents spare a child who serves them. You will again distinguish between the righteous and the wicked, between those serving God and those not serving him. Look, the day is coming, burning like an oven. All the arrogant ones and all those doing evil will become straw. The coming day will burn them, says the Lord of heavenly forces, leaving them neither root nor branch. but the sun of righteousness will rise on those revering my name. Healing will be in its wings, so that you will go forth and jump about like calves in the stall. You will crush the wicked. They will be like dust beneath the soles of your feet. On the day that I am preparing, says the Lord of heavenly forces, remember the instruction from Moses, my servant, to whom I gave instruction and rules for all Israel at Horeb. Look, I am sending Elijah the prophet to you. Before the great and terrifying day of the Lord arrives, turn the hearts of the parents to the children, and the hearts of the children to their parents. Otherwise, I will come and strike the land with a curse. And this ends the Old Testament. Revelation chapter 22. Then the angel showed me the river of life, giving water, shining like crystal, flowing from the throne of God and the Lamb through the middle of the city's main street. On each side of the river is the tree of life, which produces 12 crops of fruit, bearing its fruit each month. The tree's leaves are for the healing of the nations. There will no longer be any curse. The throne of God and the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. Night will be no more. They won't need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will shine on them, and they will rule forever and always. Then he said to me, "These words are trustworthy and true." The Lord, the God of the spirits of the prophets, sent his angel to show his servants what must soon take place. Look, I'm coming soon. Favored is the one who keeps the words of the prophecy contained in this scroll. I, John, am the one who heard and saw these things. When I heard and saw them, I fell down to worship at the feet of the angel who had shown them to me. But he said to me, "Don't do that. I'm a servant just like you, and your brothers and sisters, the prophets, and those who keep the words of this scroll, worship God." Then he said to me, "Don't seal up the words of the prophecy contained in this scroll, because the time is near. Let those who do wrong keep doing what is wrong. Let the filthy still be filthy. Let those who are righteous keep doing what is right. Let those who are holy still be holy. Look, I'm coming soon. My reward is with me, to repay all people as their actions deserve. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Favored are those who wash their robes so that they may have the right of access to the Tree of Life and may enter the city by the gates. Outside are the dogs, the drug users, the spellcasters, those who commit sexual immorality, the murderers, the idolaters, and those who love and practice deception. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to bear witness to all of you about these things for the churches. I'm the root and descendant of David, the bright morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, "Come." Let the one who hears say, "Come." And let the one who is thirsty, "Come." Let the one who wishes receive life-giving water as a gift. Now, I bear witness to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy contained in this scroll. If anyone adds to them, God will add to that person the plagues that are written in this scroll. If anyone takes away from the words of this scroll of prophecy, God will take away that person's share in the tree of life and the holy city, which are described in this scroll. The one who bears witness to these things says, "Yes, I'm coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus." The grace of the Lord Jesus be with all. And this concludes the New Testament. Psalm 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise God in His fortress, the sky. Praise God in His mighty acts. Praise God as suits His incredible greatness. Praise God with the blast of the ram's horn. Praise God with the lute and lyre. Praise God with drum and dance. Praise God with strings and pipe. Praise God with loud cymbals. Praise God with clashing cymbals. Let every living thing praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And the Psalms are concluded. Proverbs chapter 31, verse 25 through 31. Strength and honor are her clothing. She is confident about the future. Her mouth is full of wisdom. Kindly teaching is on her tongue. She is vigilant over the activities of her household. She doesn't eat the food of laziness. Her children bless her. Her husband praises her. Many women act competently, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Let her share in the results of her work. Let her deeds praise her in the city gates. And this concludes the Proverbs. And this concludes the Bible. Thanks for being here for the year 2012. And God, we profoundly thank you for your word this last time this year. Of course, we will thank you over and over all of the days of our lives. But for this year, we thank you for what you did in our lives through your word. We thank you for the ways that you spoke to us through your word. We give thanks for guidance and direction, for comfort, even for rebuke, for discipline. We thank you for constantly putting the truth before our eyes and inviting us to compare our lives with the truth and constantly, lovingly, like a father, inviting us higher, inviting us to do better, inviting us to be more, because you've created us to be in your image, and you lovingly guide and direct our paths toward that. Forgive us for all of the ways that we've rejected your word, and Holy Spirit, come, lead us into all truth. We love you, we adore you. We thank you for this year of shifting, and we look forward with longing and great anticipation as you set a new normal in our lives, a rhythm of life based on all the things you've been moving around in our hearts this year. We long for you. Come, Jesus. Amen. www.dailyaudiobible.com is the website. If you're brand new, you're just tuning in, come to the website. There's a brand new welcome page there. It's easy to find. It says first time with a question mark, and it will orient you and give you some resources to kind of understand what the next year will be like. Help you understand the Daily Audio Bible, the Daily Audio Bible community. If you've been here for a whole year and haven't been to the website, now's a good time, especially if you're planning to go around again. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, then of course today is the last day of this year that we can issue a tax-deductible receipt for the year 2012. The website's the place to go. There's a link on the homepage. If you prefer, the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And this is it. So to those of you who have spent 2012 here, among community going through the Bible. But you have other plans going forward in your relationship with the scripture. Then may the Lord bless you. It has been an honor to serve and learn and grow with you this year. And always know that no matter where you are or what time it is or what's going on, we'll be here. We've become friends and family over the year. We'll be here. For those of you going around again, tomorrow we'll start a brand new adventure. We'll close the books on this year, set it on the shelf of history, and release it to God. What's done is done. And we look to the new year for all that God has for us in His Word. Another time, another revolution through the Bible. If you are brand new, welcome. Welcome. It's going to be staggering when you come to this day in 1 year. You will see a different person in the mirror. It is unbelievable what God does in a year, in His Word, in community. So buckle in and get ready for the adventure of a lifetime. I am so honored to everyone. I am so honored to be able to do this together with you, to be able to serve you in this way. I would have never dreamed this would be my life's work. I had other plans and had succeeded in my other plans. And all of the things that I learned along the way brought me to this place. And I thank you for taking the journey with me, because it's changed everything in my heart and life. And I look forward with real and genuine optimism for the future and a real anticipation of meeting so many of you out on the road in the coming year. This has been a deep honor. The year 2012, the year of shift. And so I pray this over you as we leave this year behind. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May He lift up His countenance on you and give you peace. May the strength of God go with you. May the wisdom of God instruct you. May the hand of God protect you. May the word of God direct you. May you be sealed in Christ this day and forevermore. Amen.
Are angels and trumps, you are major, old friends. You stuck a pin in my housing, and this is a note from the roadside. Cutting Tennessee sundown, came the sound of the voices I know. I've been pondering trees on the steepest come down, and now in the moment I'm home. I got blustering north for the sails of a clipper, and the truth never frays a good yarn. But it struck me to say, while so far away, you are with me today. You are here in my head, in my heart. Friends, you are angels and
our nature. Mistook opinion, my power's in, and you are the stars I navigate home by.